As your names were being read a moment ago, I couldn't help but think about that great day when all of us will stand before the throne and the life of the Lamb, whose story our stories have been washed in, that story will be told again, and then our names will be read once more. And those found written in that book, whose names are written in that book, will enter into that beautiful life forever. And as your names were being read a moment ago, I just closed my eyes and I imagined really what this is all about, right? It's his story. This is for him. And everything that God has done for us in Jesus Christ comes down to this moment right here for the present. What a blessing. What an incredible blessing that he would take our lives, and I don't know all of your stories, but to think that he would take us and he would allow his mission to flow through us and he would call us his body. It doesn't get much more incredible than that. That he would wash us. All that God has done for us in Jesus Christ, as Luke would say, everything that he began to do and teach unto the day that he ascended up, now he continues on in you. You are his mission in this world. I don't know, I just feel incredibly blessed right now. I just want to give an advance woohoo before the hats start flying and all of that takes place. But that brings us to this moment and to this charge, and a simple charge that has been passed on to us from generation to generation is the charge that I pass on to you. A charge that has been transcribed in languages from here to yon, and its reach is to all nations. A charge from a king who has all authority in heaven and on earth. A charge that time cannot swallow and fade because it's to the end of the age. This charge binds us to the apostles and to the prophets, and they, like us, awaited a final charge from their master after a 3-year disciple tutelage. These are the words of the charge. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. I charge you to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. I charge you to make disciples who are dependent upon Jesus Christ and not upon you. I charge you to teach people how to be followers of Jesus and not merely leaders. I charge you to make disciples of Jesus as you coach the confused and as you counsel the hurting. I charge you to make disciples of Jesus when you play and when you eat and when you rest. And I charge you to not merely teach people about what Jesus said, but teach them to obey what Jesus said. So before we shuffle out of here and throw our hats up in the air, whatever you're planning on doing, remember, as you go along the way, that Jesus Christ himself has promised that when we make disciples, he is with us. When we baptize disciples into the identity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he is with us. And when we teach disciples to obey the commands of Jesus Christ, he is with us. So if he has promised to be with us in this task, let's make disciples. Let's be about what he is about, for in this, he will be with us always, even to the end of the age.